Hey, be there, Dad. I'm Bryce Johnson from Unpacking It, a weekly syndicated radio show about sports, faith, and life. I am privileged to be a part of Be There, Dad, and this weekly feature that we'll share with you the entire year. And we look forward to basically taking part of an interview that we do on the weekly radio show and find something in there that is relevant, encouraging, challenging, or inspiring to you as a dad. And so I hope that you'll enjoy listening to these each week. Our encouragement and challenge today comes from Jacksonville Jaguars long snapper Carson Tinker. He won 3 BCS national championships at Alabama. And so with Alabama winning on Monday night, thought it would be cool to share this with you today. But he was greatly impacted by the deadly tornado that swept through Tuscaloosa, Alabama back in 2011. And he tragically lost his girlfriend, and he was personally injured all over his body. And so I encourage you to listen to the full interview on unpackingit.com, or you can actually read the book that he wrote, A Season to Remember, Faith in the Midst of the Storm. But right now, listen to what he says about complaining and complainers, and he shares what he actually learned during the recovery from the tornado. Here's Carson Tinker.
The first thing I did is because people would come up to me and they would gripe about anything.
I bet.
And I couldn't listen to those people. And sometimes I even had to walk away from those people, but just because I didn't want to be brought down. I didn't want those people to affect me. I already had so many things that were going on that were affecting me. I didn't want to add anything else to that. So I had to get away from those people, and I had to just fill my life with positive people, my friends, my teammates, my family, my coaches. All those people were such positive influences, and that's the people that I really chose to hang around with people that are going to have a positive impact on my life. And I tried, sometimes you got to break it down by the meals, but I tried not to complain. To breakfast, from breakfast to lunch, from lunch to dinner. In today's world, it's so easy to complain about the smallest thing. But that's one choice that I made as well, was I'm not going to complain.
Wow. There's Carson Tinker. So I hope today we can be challenged to think about the people we're surrounding ourselves with. Are they pushing us forward with positivity, or are they holding us back with negativity? And as a dad, especially as a Be There Dad, do our kids hear us complaining all the time? Are they learning to be negative from us? Or are you bringing positivity and smiles and energy to your household? And how can we set a strong example for our kids to remain positive even in difficult situations? And so do your kids view you as a complainer or as an encourager? And so I hope you were inspired today by Carson Tinker. You can check out unpackingit.com to listen to the full interview. You can also listen to other Be There Dad features at betheredad.org/radio. You can follow me on Twitter, Bryce Radio, and send me an email, bryce@unpackingit.com. Hope you have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you next time right here at Be There Dad.